Hello, Doreen.
Hi, Angie. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. It's been an up and down week. Lots going on.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, that's normal right now. We're just getting into, you know, getting into the work. And, you know, I want to talk to you about your homework. Let's talk about that. Let's see where you're at. Can you tell me, I got your updated vision, which I really like. It's great, simple, perfect. How many times a day are you connecting to that?
Well, it's been, I haven't been consistent because, you know, it's just everything gets in the way. I got kids to get out the door in the morning, and, you know, it's been difficult to, you know, sit and do that. I mean, I we talked about it last week, but it's harder than I thought to get that dedicated time. So I've done it a couple times, but I just get thrown off and just get back, you know, I got to get things done.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember also last week we talked about, excuse me, the three C's and commitment being, you know, the biggest priority right now. If you're not going to get results if you don't commit to doing this work. So I understand that life gets busy, but at some point, if you want to see the results, you're going to really need to commit to this. And, you know, the very first part is, you know, spending time with your vision and really connecting with it. That's something I really need you to do in order for you to start feeling better.
Yeah. I just don't know when. I figure I'll do it in the morning, and then something comes up, and then I got to get in the car and go to work, and then once I'm at work, it's just busy, and then I come home, I got to take care of everybody. By the time, you know, then I think maybe I'll do it at night, and then I'm so exhausted by the time I get, you know, so I understand I've got to do it. I'm having a really difficult time figuring out when I'm going to do it.
Right, and again, I understand, but I'm going to give you a little tough love here, Doreen. This is the second most important thing to breathe in. If you want to be able to be that person in your vision but can't commit to even spending 5 minutes connecting with it twice a day, do you think you're going to get results?
No.
Right.
No, I can't imagine it, yeah.
Maybe, you know, just set your alarm for 10 minutes earlier and, you know, be right before you go to bed. Sit with your vision, you know, make little pockets for that, connect with that.
Mm-hmm.
How about your mental filter? I know last week you had an opportunity to use it. Can you give me some examples of using your mental filter?
Well, I think at work I'm much better. I don't get involved. Drama as much as I used to, and there are certain people I find that I'm kind of avoiding in a way because I don't want to engage. Then, you know, I have been more conscious of you know, wanting what's in my vision and then making choices according to it versus, you know, just getting caught up in the circumstances. So I definitely have been better at that, I think, throughout the day.
Terrific. Terrific. That's great. That's awesome. So can you, I know, so avoidance, you know, that's great at this stage of the game. Just avoiding those situations is definitely using your filter. Have there been a situation where you've been involved in a conversation with anybody that you were able to either redirect or reframe the conversation?
I do that a lot with my kids because they're such Debbie Downers sometimes I can't even take it. So I found myself with, you know, my daughter just, she was talking about, you know, how much home she had and all that kind of stuff. And I just kind of, you know, reframed it in a way that seemed to work for her and that, you know, she, you know, all she has to do is she just puts her attention on doing the work instead of complaining about it. She'll be done with it faster. And she seems to to take to that and just started doing the work, and I heard that's completely.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect example, and you work, you know, you're with your children every day, so, you know, redirecting them is also teaching them and giving them the, you know, the little bit of a pep talk of don't focus on the trouble, just do it, and then you'll be done mm-hmm. with it. That's terrific, Doreen. Perfect. Really good. Okay, and last but not least of your homework, can you recite your mantra for me?
Yeah, all day, every day, I'm happy, healthy, wealthy, and free.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, that I find easy to do. It's the taking the time out of my day that's the hardest for me, I think, right
mm-hmm.
now,
mm-hmm.
to sit and do something. So these other pieces that I can do throughout the day seem to be a little bit easier.
Okay. All right. Well, let's you know, just really try to get dialed in on that vision and spending, you know, a minimum of twice a day. Now, you did say that you're being more aware throughout the day of being in alignment with your vision. So, you know, A plus there. Very, very
right.
excited that you are doing that. You're aware. And just, you know, getting that time in a little bit more, because as we progress through this program, there's other things that we're going to ask you to do to move you into the direction you want to be going. If you can't commit to the, you know, 5 minutes twice a day to connecting with your vision, I'm, you know, a little worried about moving forward to do other things. Because, you know, this is something you're committed to, something you've invested in. So I think, you know, I really want to see by next week that you are every single day spending time with your vision, because I want you to get results as fast as you can.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay. So you listened to module 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about the subconscious mind, the state of being, the law of vibration, and understanding your emotions. Do you have any questions on any of that?
Yeah, I guess I'm still not really clear on state of being. It seems like it's like a couple of things, but is it one thing? You know, it's kind of like everything that I've taken in up to this point, but then, you know, a state of being of happiness is something that's, you know, different than that. So I just kind of a better explanation on that would be helpful.
Okay. So your state of being is any and all emotions. It's how you think about things. It's how you feel. And it's how you act on your emotions. So a state of being of stress and overwhelm is something that you may be experiencing right now. And the way that you identify that is listening to your thoughts. So if you have a thought of, I don't have time to read my vision, I'm too overwhelmed, I'm too tired, I'm exhausted, well, that's simply a state of being of overwhelm and fatigue. So there are, did you get a chance to identify any specific state of being throughout your days as you're going, doing from waking up to going to bed?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, overwhelm. I mean, it just seems like overwhelm from the moment I open my eyes until, you know, I close my eyes.
Okay. Any other states of being? Do you have any other feelings that you recognize that are coming in?
Stress, overwhelm, you know, and of course I have those pockets of happiness, our connection that I feel with my kids. So a little bit of both, but, you know, like I said, it's predominantly kind of stress and overwhelm, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing to remember right now, too, is we're really trying to not label good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Every emotion that we have is natural and normal. of course, there's going to be moments of time when you experience overwhelm or stress. We just don't want you experiencing that all of the time. And we want you moving through that quickly so it doesn't, you don't stay put in that spot. You move on to the next moment. And maybe that next moment is happiness and ease. So really identifying your emotions is really key. And that your emotions is your state of being. So you'll as the weeks come, you're going to understand more and more about identifying your emotions and your how you think, how you feel, how you act, all together creates your state of being. And as you become so laser focused on that, you're going to be able to identify it and learn how to shift your state of being into something that you do want. So,
and how do I do that? Like, you know, so I sit and identify, but then what do I do?
Well, we're going to get into that. That's, you know, that's the next step that we'll be getting into, but I want to make sure that you really understand all of these parts to week two. Now, what did you get about the subconscious mind? What was your understanding on that?
Well, I mean, I've learned a lot about the subconscious mind, but it's basically, it feels like a file keeper, and it stores everything that I've ever experienced. And then it kind of feeds it back to me in a way.
And that brings in the law of vibration as well. Yeah. So your subconscious mind, you know, it's, I like to say it's like a recording device, you know, let's say old time DVRs or the recording device, you know, using your phone to record a voice memo. It stores everything. You may not be aware of it, but it's aware of everything, and it stores your memories, your expectations, your beliefs. I mean, it's just that, it's like that machine behind the scenes. So what we think about and what we feed our mind constantly creates our environment, our external. So the subconscious is the internal, but that helps create what we experience in our external world. So really being aware of what we're feeding it, diet for the mind, mental filter, microvision, vision, our subconscious mind is picking that up. It's hearing it. It's not hearing as much of the garbage that you've put in throughout the years. Still not 100% there yet. Of course not. We're getting you there. It's a step-by-step process. And then as your subconscious mind and your state of being, you know, kind of go together. Like your state of being, when you're understanding your emotions and then you're feeding your subconscious mind, your microvision, you're slowly changing the program. The recording device is being tweaked and it's learning new ways of, you know, thinking and feeling and acting. Okay, and then the law of vibration. So you just really touched on that. So we know, you know, nobody questions the law of gravity. You hold a book up in the air and you will it to stay there, but you let it go, it's going to stop and drop and hit the floor. The law of vibration is very much the same. It's very much the same. Everything on this earth is made of energy, ourselves included. We are energy magnets. So when our energy is vibrating low, overwhelm, stress, fatigue, we're going to get things that make us feel that way, more things that make us feel that way. When we're vibrating on a higher frequency, happiness, love, enjoyment, we're going to get more things that make us feel that way. So right now we're just working on tweaking our vibration, and by, you know, doing the things that you're learning, the tools that you're giving, even if it's just incremental little changes, your vibration is lifting, you know, little bits by little bits when you're practicing your work. You're practicing this work. Now, can you...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I guess I get it. I just, I'm not experiencing it yet, and I'm just kind of... still feeling what I've been feeling. And so And I know I have to spend time on my vision for sure, but I'm just not sure where this is taking us. I understand the law of vibration and, you know, the subconscious, but really, like, it's kind of like I just want to ask, when am I going to feel better? When am I going to, you know, when is this stress and overwhelm going to dissipate? You know,
it's and just, that I can give you a very simple answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
When you do the work consistently.
Mm.
So if we want to change, if we want our thoughts and feelings and actions to change and we want to get better, then we have to consistently do this work.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the last thing I wanted to ask you about is, so what, when you think of your emotions, what are you thinking? So that was the last
I'm not sure.
Part.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
So we all have emotions. We have emotions mm-hmm. that make us feel good. We have emotions that make us feel crappy. So that understanding your emotions part of the modules this week, what was your understanding of that? How did you feel about that when they were talking about normalizing your emotions? You don't need to judge them as good or bad. They're just emotions.
Yeah, it's hard to do that when you don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to not judge something as bad when you feel like crap, like I said, you know. But I also understand that if everything's okay, then there's nothing to feel badly about, you know. Then everything, you know, is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tough when it's the overwhelm and the, you know, the stress comes in and then the physical stuff comes in. It's really hard to kind of keep my, you know, to think that that's okay.
right. Of course. I understand. But trying to recognize that emotions are normal, that we need them. We need stress sometimes to get us moving. We, you know, if we didn't have sadness, we wouldn't have happiness. You know, there's a yin and a yang to everything. So understanding that emotions, hey, they are just that. They're just emotions. They can't hurt us. Sometimes they feel like they hurt, but normalizing them and understanding that they're necessary is a big step in overcoming the struggles. So Doreen, listening to you and where you're at right now, I think I would like to actually move you to the next step of what we call acceptance. I think, you know, acceptance is a very key part of what we do. And because you're a little stuck in your circumstances right now, I think this will be a great tool for getting you unstuck and to move forward. Okay. So do you have a pen and a paper?
Yes.
Okay. So this, I'm just going to give you the bare bones. This is just what I want you to do with us this week. Doing this will really kind of just slow you down and get you moving in that direction we're talking about. So right now I'm going to have you write down the phrase, and then I'll explain how I want you to use it.
Okay.
Okay, so write down, I accept.
Okay.
I am experiencing.
Okay.
And then just put like a dash on the paper, because we're going to leave that blank and we'll put that what we want to in when you're doing this. So I accept I'm experiencing blank, and then right now.
Okay.
And it's okay.
Okay.
Okay. Can you read that to me?
I accept I'm feeling blank right now. It's okay.
Okay, not feeling, so it's I accept, I am experiencing.
Oh, okay, yep. All right, so I accept, I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay.
Perfect, great. Okay, and so what we do, first step, so this for acceptance, this is called acceptance, for the first step, what you're going to do is you're going to be aware. You're going to listen to your feelings, your thoughts, and pay attention to your actions. That's step one. Become aware and listen.
Okay.
Step two is identifying it. So you're going to identify that thought, that feeling. Is it stress? Is it overwhelm? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it sadness? So your job then, you're not going to sugarcoat it. You're going to be perfectly honest with yourself of what that feeling or thought is that's come into your mind.
Okay.
And then whatever that feeling is, you're going to drop it in to your acceptance phrase. So let's just say right now you're experiencing overwhelm. You would say, I accept I am experiencing overwhelm right now, and it's okay. And what you're doing is you're giving yourself permission to feel anything, to have any emotion come up and say it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's practice that. So I'm going to do a couple more lines of what I'm currently experiencing right now. And so you can kind of listen and learn, and then I'll hand it over to you for about 4 or 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I accept I am experiencing excitement right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing tension right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing happiness right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing joy right now, and it's okay. So do you see how I kind of slowly paused between each acceptance phrase because I was listening to how was I feeling or how was I, what was I thinking? There's a little tension in there. That's totally normal. But there's joy and excitement too. So we just want to be aware. That's the listening. Identify and then say the phrase. And then you'll, number four will be, you go right back to number one.
Okay.
All right, Doreen, when you're ready, go ahead and do acceptance for me.
All right. I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now. I accept I'm experiencing fear right now.
And it's okay.
You
need to say that. Okay.
Okay. I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now. It's okay.
Okay, let me pause you just for a sec. Let me pause you just for a sec, Doreen. So you know that you're experiencing overwhelm right now, but you're now starting to kind of machine gun it, which means you're not listening. You're just assuming that that's what's coming out. So blow yourself down. Great, great.
Okay. I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now. It's okay.
Make sure you identify the thought before you say your acceptance.
Okay. All right. What if I don't know what it is? Like
confusion. Total. Okay. It can be confusion, you know. And sometimes we have to really listen to how our body, you know, do you have a pit in your stomach? Do you have, you know, are your muscles tense? Sometimes you go, you know,
because the acceptance will really, really slow you down, but you'll still have a feeling in your body.
Okay.
Let's try a few more.
Okay. I accept I'm experiencing quiet right now. It's okay.
Calm?
Okay. Except I'm experiencing calm right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing peace right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing stress right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing calm right now. It's okay.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there, Doreen. That's awesome. You have got it down. Wonderful, wonderful job. So for this week, what I really want you to do is focus on this. And I want you to write this down just in case. I'm not sure if you got it. So for acceptance, number one, your first rule of thumb is to be aware of what you're thinking, how you're feeling, or the actions you're taking. Okay?
Okay.
Yep. Number two, identify it. Be as honest as possible with what you're feeling, but have that, you know what that is, what that feeling is.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three, putting that thought, feeling, or action into your acceptance phrase. And then number four, go right back to becoming aware, number one. So there's four steps to it: awareness, identifying it, using your acceptance phrase, and then being very consistent and going right back to number one.
Okay.
So what clients typically do, and this is why I was hesitating on actually introducing this to you this week, but I really want to give you the opportunity to show how committed you are, because each
mm-hmm.
week, each day, you're going to be doing this for 30 minutes. In the morning, you sit, you know what I do, because I do acceptance every day. I get up, I get my cup of coffee, I brush my teeth, and then I get back in bed and I open up my door and look at my backyard and I do my acceptance. And I set my timer for 30 minutes. I do not get up. I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. And you, every day, 30 minutes of
mm-hmm.
acceptance.
Okay.
You're doing great
All right.
with your microvision. Keep using your microvision. That's awesome. That's perfect. That's a great thing for you to do throughout your day. And then I want you to try to get 2 5-minute pockets a day to read your vision.
Okay. All right.
Okie doke.
Sounds good.
I'm very, very proud of you. That was wonderful practice today. And, I just want you to apply it. And I'm going to be boxing you and checking in on you this week to make sure that you are applying all of this, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Angie.
All right, Doreen. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Nice. All right. How'd you feel?
That making that coach decision in the beginning, I thought, she's not ready for this. She's not
mm-hmm.
doing the work already. And she's talking about how hard everything is. She's not ready for this. But then after I listened to you a little bit more and you were talking about the overwhelm and kept going back to, like, I'm so busy and I'm so tired, I'm like, you know what? She needs to slow down. She does
mm-hmm.
need to slow down her thoughts, because she can't even focus on the vision because she's still spinning. So
you did.
Yeah.
Good diagnosing. Really good diagnosing.
It's just got to be open to whatever you're going to get on the call, because it could change minute by minute.
Exactly. Yeah. Good. And how did you feel about my pushback?
Little
darn it, you know, come on, lady. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. But it was very mild, but there were, obviously, because I know this isn't a real situation, there's just that, also that urge inside of me, just keep repeating, you need to do the work. If you're not doing the work, you can't expect results, you know, those types of things. But yeah, of course, a moment or two of tension, I'm like, oh,
yep.
But realizing probably when it is true and a live client that I'm going to get some of this and I'm going to get pushback, and, you know, that realization is, going to be probably, you know, cause a little tension, but it's okay because it's still so early on, you know. What in your experiences with clients that are like this, that are pushing back and whining about all their issues and not doing the work, when you introduce acceptance, does that generally get them moving, because that's when they start to actually feel some relief? I mean, like consistent relief?
Well, it depends, really. I mean, the folks that struggle the most, as I said, are the ones that think and try to analyze. They don't do. Mm-hmm. And then they also, they're, you know, consumed by their external experiences, circumstances. So that's what I clearly was today, consumed by the external. Don't even have time to think about the work, you know?
Right.
So it's really dependent. It may take a couple of calls. And it's not sometimes, sometimes there's that feeling of kind of defiance, which is kind of weird because you paid all this money and you're spending your time doing this. Why would you fight me on it? There's a teeny bit of that, but it's mostly that just they're overwhelmed and then they want to defend that overwhelm, you know?
Okay.
Because think about it, it gives them an identity. If they're not overwhelmed, who are they? If they're not rushing from this to that, who are they?
Right.
And they have to realize that's not who they are. That's an experience they've created. And the sooner they learn that and dial into that and then can actually experience that through acceptance, that's when those kind of, you know, false identities fall away. Because they are feeling better, and they realize they don't need the identity.
Right.
The identity was actually creating the struggle. So yeah. So it's all dependent, but I couldn't like put it, you know, even coming out with client avatars, you can't really put every client in a box.
Right.
They just cut across each other, you know?
Well,
so
just
it depends,
like
but
on the call, every minute it can change. So I'm sure.
Yeah.
If, you know, you could have a rock star client that in week three is struggling. So it's
exactly
working with them. Okay. Okay. And then how did you feel about me kind of asking questions about module two?
That's very good. No. Okay. Yeah. It's good to, yeah. And I was again being on the quiet side of things. Sometimes that for a coach can be, create some resistance or experience of that, because it's like you feel like you're pulling them along. But you want to experience that too in a safe spot. So, no, asking questions is very good, especially if it's around, you know, what you want them to take away. So very specifically, when you're asking me about the feelings, the thought and the feeling connection, and asking very specifically, you want them to understand the material, especially if you're going to bring them to week four, you want them to understand the awareness piece and the identifying their state of being piece. So that was good. It's like you take where they're at, and then you pick, and in your mind, you're picking the material you've got to get in front of them and make sure they're clear on before you take them to the next place. So again, it's a moment-to-moment thing.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I was kind of looking at the time and like around probably between, I don't know, 10 and 15 minutes, I realized at that point, now this person needs acceptance. So then I was like, okay, now I'm at 15 minutes. Okay. so you're always kind of keeping it in your mind too. What do I need to do for this person this week to get them moving forward? And so kind of watching the time too, and not just letting them go into all these other things. And, you know, listening, I listened to the rest of the coaching recordings too. And it's, I noticed it, there's a lot of times people want to talk over the coach. You're not that person in this scenario. And having to get them to stop and listen is a challenge.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, the spectrum can go back and forth.
Exactly. Exactly. So holding me accountable at the beginning of the call was great. You know, bringing up the three C's was perfect. You know, telling me how I could feel better. There's only one answer, do the work. All really great. One thing I would just comment on is when you say, I understand, but, whenever you follow it up with a but, it kind of invalidates it. It invalidates the understanding. So, you know, maybe just, you know, trying out, totally get it. Here's where we need to go next, or totally understand. This is what's going to help with that, or, you know, understanding, but not with a but with, you know, I understand where you're at. I just know, because I work with so many clients, that if you do spend the time with your vision, you're going to get there faster. So there's no button there. There's just refocusing. Okay.
Yeah.
And then as you were going through the acceptance, when you were identifying, you didn't use the word identify your state of being. You said identify your thoughts and feelings. So I just want to make sure that there's an understanding there that they use their thoughts and feelings, words. You forgot words last week and you forgot words this week, which is perfectly fine. But it's just something you haven't, you know, put your attention on. So it's feelings, thoughts, words, and actions always. Because they've got to listen to themselves.
Words and actions. Oh, see, now that wasn't in the recording, I don't think. But that's okay. I got it.
Feelings, thoughts, words, and actions.
Thoughts, words, and actions. Okay.
And then they use, words. Like a client today, it's like every other word was hard, difficult, struggle. And she's not listening to herself. So she's just using these words and not using them to point her to a state of being. Limitation. So, and then all those things point you to your state of being, and that's what you identify.
Gotcha.
That's what step two is. You identify your state of being. Because if you tell them to identify their thoughts and feelings, they run the risk of, you know, I accept I'm feeling happy right now. I accept I'm feeling, you know, angry right now, which is not, that's not acceptance. So it's keep them dialed into the state of being separate from the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. It's the creator of them.
Okay.
It's the cause. That's all. It's a little distinction there. So that step two is you identify your current state of being. So step one is you listen, you grab the thought or feeling. Step two, you use the thought or feeling, especially since they're not speaking when they're doing it. And you identify the state of being that created that thought or feeling. And then you accept that.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. No, so great job. Really good job. Good job managing the time, managing me, knowing what to do with me next, diagnosing kind of where I'm at and where you need to take me next. All well done. And then just those couple of things. And then some more practice, right?
Right. Yep. Yeah. Definitely. So watch for the word, but, you know, get more on, totally understand. How about let's try this, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
And second step of introducing acceptance, you're identifying your state of being. So that's your, I won't say words, but your feelings and thoughts.
Yes.
And then that is what you put into the, okay. I'm talking about the state of being in general prior to, I need to make sure I include words because that's,
yes,
definitely part of it. Okay.
Yeah. Feelings, thoughts, words, actions. And then when they're doing their acceptance on their own, they're just going to be using their thoughts and feelings. But when they're doing it throughout the day, they're going to be looking at everything. So you got to include the words and the actions throughout the day.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Yeah,
got it.
Well done.
Well,
so
thank
you enjoyed the process? It's good?
Yeah, very much.
Good.
Yep. I'm really
enjoying
it. All right,
great. All right, then I see you're on my schedule for next week, so we'll keep you moving and reach out with any questions that you have, okay?
Okay, so I think Monday will be our check-in, and then Tuesday we'll do the coach again?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't set up Tuesday yet. I wanted to double check with you because I had you down for just like the check-in on Monday to kind of discuss week three. But I'll hop
okay.
on your schedule now for our coach.
Yay. All right,
yes.
Angie.
Serene,
have a great day.
Well, yeah. Have a good week too.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.